Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's the question?
I'm a scientist. And you guys aren't.
I think you just answered your own question.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. And that past segment was sponsored by Surfside. The Warriors are back. Cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and no bubbles. So it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Proud partner of the Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. It's crossover
the
time.
Fellas.
And Willard and Dibs are here.
We got a bet, Will, on you.
The 49ers do not make a trade today.
And we said, is he running hot?
Oh.
Who? Will.
Well, but then that's how do you dip? Like, how do you take that temperature? I'm annoyed that they didn't do.
Okay.
That they didn't do something.
Well, for you, that's hot.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Right. Yeah.
I hope everybody's
lukewarm.
I hope everybody's okay after that take.
Yeah. Shasky wanted offense and defense. You know, he wouldn't have minded. Now he wasn't by himself.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think there was ever. I don't even think they called on anybody offensively. I don't know what.
Would you gave up the 1 and 2 for Williams? Who Dibs? I was with you yesterday. Quentin? I am shocked. Quentin. Yeah.
No.
Oh. Okay.
Well, 1 and 2.
Yeah, that's what Dallas gave up.
No. I think it's like, I don't understand Dallas.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to replace Micah. I'm shocked.
They did well doing it.
I think so.
Absolutely.
You got a bunch of first-round draft picks. You have no idea what those are going to be.
But you got Clark.
You got a better contract, and you got a player who is, less replaceable. You've got a great interior defensive player, a guy who can defend the run, and he can also rush the passer. Yeah. And you had a guy, Micah Parsons, who was going to reset the market, and he did. And Quinnen Williams makes about half of what he makes. And you got picks.
Okay.
Good on you, Dallas.
Okay.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
Defense is
Mike
tough.
It
sounds like you're being disingenuous.
Dallas didn't get picks, right?
No, from the original Micah deal, they got two ones.
Yes. Picks.
They did an first-round pick.
They gave one away.
And they gave two away.
Yeah.
So they moved up from the second to the first and lost Micah Parsons.
Yeah. And got Quinnen Williams under team control for a couple more years.
I think that's
for less than Micah Parsons.
Not as good of a player, in my opinion. Nowhere near as dynamic. Football is, we've talked all year about how complimentary it is, and Dallas is the biggest joke of a defense I've ever seen in recent memory in the NFL.
Better today than it was last night.
I mean, they had half of the defensive line that you love last night. He hasn't done a damn thing. You want to look at Dallas's defense. That first touchdown for Marvin Harrison, that is absolutely one of the most embarrassing things I have ever seen on a deep. You just snap a ball, and the number one receiver has got the whole end zone to himself on a slant.
They're on Eberflus.
They're terrible.
The DB fell down.
He made them fall. It's like the crossover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great route. Anyway, and we don't say that about what Juwan did to the guy for the Giants on Sunday when he did basically the same thing, where he ran the in and then
bad defense.
Sitting here mocking the DB. You don't even know who it is.
I don't know.
But when it's Dallas, we can go ahead and you know, talk about how embarrassing that was.
You want to cape up for the Dallas defense?
I'm not caping up anyone. I'm just trying to say.
This year?
No, I haven't watched it at all, Mark. I actually don't have a TV.
No, that's why you made the pick you made last night.
Yeah, that's why I have a winning record, 61%. That's why. That must be it.
Wow. Someone came in hot.
But the Williams price was too much. You weren't interested if the Niners had that.
Not at all. For weeks now, we've said the Niners weren't going to give up a one or a two or a three. And I don't think they should have. My take is, though, when the locker room achieves something like they did so far this year, you got to give them something, almost even for an emotional reason. Mm. You got to give them a little something because they've achieved. I get that the Niners are going to be steadfast here. I like it when people stick to their plan. So that's great. But this felt a little over the top. I would have liked to see them do something. But no, the Niners... they let you see today what they think their chances are this year. They don't think much of them.
Mm.
That's a reality.
The one thing I like is, so Gardner goes to the Colts for two firsts, and Williams goes to the Cowboys for a first and a second. So, obviously, those two particular players, that was too much for the Niners. Would you assume that?
Yeah, and the Cowboys also got a player back in the deal.
But, like, the one thing I was thinking, and it was not me, actually, Evan brought it up, is who knows the Jets' defense better than Saleh? So they must have been, I don't know about in on it, but they must have known what it was exactly going to take for both those guys each. And I'll bet you Saleh was like, that's too much for either one or both, you know,
or
either
John
one
was
of them.
Saying that.
Or John.
I don't know.
But it's picks and money, too. So you're going to pay Brock Purdy next year $53 million. Mm. And so that's going to hit the books hard. And so now you've got Nick Bosa, who still is on the books, and we don't know when he'll be able to play, hopefully early. And Brandon Ayuk is yet to play this year, and he's still on the books. So even though some people would say cap schmap, and they've done a good job of manipulating the cap down there in Santa Clara, if you add Quinnen Williams and that hit, now it starts to squeeze you. So you give up a first and a second, and you take on a big contract. That to me is bad business.
Situational. So yeah, I don't buy that Saleh says, okay, that means Quinnen or Jermaine Johnson's not worth that pick.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the 49ers front office is like we're not doing that right now. They've tried to tell us that for weeks. Every single time there's an injury, does this change your philosophy? No. Like, the Niners do not believe that they are going to win the Super Bowl this year. And that's not the injuries that's part of it. Fred Warner and Nick Bosa are out. But if you look at what they did in the offseason, they're telling you that on the defensive side of the ball, they're rebooting.
Mm.
They're rebooting, and they're trying to get younger and cheaper and all of that, and now you strip the two best players off of it as well. I think that they think that it would be silly to push chips into the middle of the table for this year.
So if you're McCaffrey or Trent with that thought, you're a little lightweight disappointed?
Yes.
You dibs?
I'd be annoyed.
They already made moves. Like, just because it's not at the deadline,
right.
You already brought in Keon White, and you brought in Cleveland Furl, which was not a trade.
Got a sack.
You've already brought in people, so I don't think that you can be in that locker room and think, oh, they haven't done anything. Well, they didn't do the big thing. And interesting about Quinnen Williams today, once Sauce Gardner got traded, I was thinking, oh, man. Now,
yard sale.
Yard sale. And even like after the Quinnen Williams deal got announced, you saw Breece Hall on social media, Twitter, IG. First it was the crying face, and then it was like him beating his head against the wall emoji. And then it's like, I want out. And, you know, Garrett Wilson's like, wait, no, I want out. We all want out. That thing is an absolute fire sale. And, you know, it's not going to be next year. It's going to be 2 years. It's going to be a year or two. That thing is getting stripped all the way down. And if you're Breece Hall and you go into practice today, what are you saying? Like, yeah, give me the ball 28 times a game so we can lose 38-7? Like, no, thank you.
Well, you're trying to put stuff on tape, though, because he's going to be coming up on his contract situation, whether it's with the Jets or someone else. So I don't worry about those guys playing hard. But, yeah, like going back to why I thought that the Cowboy thing doesn't make sense, it's always fascinating to me when teams make deals – and fans get excited because it's like, ooh, you got a haul of picks. And what are you trying to do with those picks? Replace literally the person you just gave up. Why? Why? Why try to replace Micah Parsons? Keep Micah Parsons.
That got personal, no doubt.
Now the Jets.
So it's dumb when it's all said and done. You had what I got.
And the Jets are now going to try to replace Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams. Mm. You could use Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams if you want. Like, I just don't get that, because the whole thing, and every fan base, just like ours does, thinks that they suck in the first and second round at making picks because it's an inexact science. So, like, now it's like, cool, we have a first-round pick, which is shiny, but it could also be a bust or just a lesser player.
Yeah.
Well, the Jets need a quarterback, so they're going to try and do everything they can to get their first-round pick, which will be a high first-round pick. So this year, I don't know if it's a great quarterback year, but the next year, I'm being told, is a great one. So
7 picks in the next 2 years,
in the top 2 rounds.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And they've got multiple firsts. So if you're
Jets, you got to hit. Trust the process.
You do, but if you're the Jets and you are bad this year, you're thinking, okay, we're going to have a high first. We're going to have a couple of firsts this year. We're going to have a few more next year. You're at least thinking that, and I don't think that any GM goes into the draft thinking, you know what, we're not really good at this. So let's get 5 first-round picks and hope we hit on one. You're the Jets. You need a quarterback. Yeah. You need a lot of things. And so, you're going to get into fire sale mode, and you do it, and you hope that you become the next OKC.
From a Niner standpoint, am I doing too much with Rashid Shaheed going to Seattle?
Yes.
He's a little scat. You know, he's quick and fast. Just another weapon for Sam.
I'm going to give up draft capital for a receiver.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, not the Niners get him, just defending the Seattle.
Seattle got better.
Yeah, no doubt. Not that he didn't be on the Niners, but
is Kupp out for a while? I'm not scared of Rashid Shaheed. Like, okay, nice player.
In New Orleans, I'm not, but now I'm like with Seattle and
there's another dimension.
They're already good. They're already really good.
But now they're fast. They're better.
I mean, Jackson Smith and Jigba is about as scary of a wide receiver there's out there.
It's
so
incredible.
Yeah, that was already a really good team.
The one thing I would say about, like, I get what you're saying about trying to replace a guy that you already have, but in the Jets' case, we don't know if Williams and Gardner were part of the culture problem.
I mean, maybe, sure. There's always that stuff that we don't know behind the scenes personality-wise.
So,
have you ever heard anything? Especially
No, I haven't. I haven't heard anything. I was just throwing that out there.
Yeah, and my guy I talked to over the weekend was like, Quinnen is like, he was showing me pictures of him and Quinnen and the team. He was not a culture problem, but all in all, when you look at the Jets situation, that thing is big time broken. The new head coach, new coaching staff, you don't have a quarterback, you don't have an offensive line, you have a situation that is like heading toward the number one overall pick, so embrace it. Go ahead and, beeline for it, as opposed to let's gut out a 4-13 year and get the 5th pick. How about you go 2-15 and you lock down the number one pick, and then you get Dallas's pick, and now you have a chance to really start to jumpstart it.
Yeah, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. So we also have, should I play the Kyle Shanahan sound? I get you guys.
We did the
have
whole show
yesterday.
On it, damn near.
I'll play it. Even you know what? I still got a few seconds. Is it your show officially now, Willard?
It is.
Okay, I'm gonna play it anyway.
Play it. These are
Brock's
our ratings.
Status and bringing him back at all contingent on how Mac Jones is playing. I mean, in other words, if Mac is playing this well, can you afford to kind of wait out Brock and wait and see when he's healthy?
They're not related. I mean, this is Brock's team. If Brock's good to go and everything and play and can play like Brock, there's no decision to be made. It's just nice as we go through this with Brock, the uncertainty of the toe. It is cool to have someone playing as good as Mac is, but they're not related.
All right, so what I hear there is it doesn't matter how great or poorly Mac plays when Purdy's ready, he's going to play.
And that's what I thought since the beginning.
Of course. But
is there a question about that?
I think that I think Kyle can now use that to just continue to say he's not ready.
Well, what was odd, I thought, and not odd, I get that, look, this is tough, but he said after the game at the podium that Brock's going to be probably dealing with this on some level all year.
Exactly.
But his previous quote was, we don't want him to come back till he's 100%. And I think that this one sort of maybe, I guess, splits the difference when he says once he can play like Brock.
And how do you know exactly that?
Well, that's for them to assess.
That's what, like, so whatever, like, Kyle says.
Yeah. Mm. Well, but you take the percentage thing out of it, because I've always, Dibs knows this, I always laugh at this. Like, are you 88%? Are you 89%? I don't know what that means. You have to be at a spot where whatever's hurting, because NFL players are always in pain, but whatever's hurting is not.
Now, gotcha.
Right? If the ball's not sailing anymore, then you can play. I don't care if you're hurt. I don't care if your foot hurts when you throw, but can you make the throw? And once he can do that, and once they feel good about that in practice, then he plays.
Dibs, do we see that tomorrow? Are we waiting on, is that the big fish for you tomorrow at practice to see Brock doing what Willard's talking about? Because I can't remember the last time I saw him do that.
Well, the last time we saw him do that was before the Jacksonville game. He took the number one snaps in Wednesday, Thursday, Friday's practice. He played. He got hurt. And if he can't take all the first team snaps, then you're going to stay with Mac. Mm. And that's where it was this week. And on Friday, Kyle was asked by Matt Maiocco, like, did he take a lot of the first team snaps?
Right.
And Kyle said, well, I wouldn't say a lot, which means, I mean, what does that mean? He took 38%. Again, we're back to percentages.
Right.
For me, when he can take all the snaps on Wednesday, come back Thursday, do it again, and Friday do it again. And this last week, Kyle even said, like, we weren't really comfortable giving him all the snaps.
Right.
Just in case. So you gave Mac the majority, you gave Brock some, and Brock looked good enough to where he was questionable, but Mac still was the guy. So I think this week is going to be the exact same thing, where Brock gets, you know, whatever he gets, Mac gets the majority, and Mac starts again. That's my guess.
So, in the case of Mac Jones and Brock Purdy, if on Wednesday and Thursday they split it 50-50, it
Mac starts.
It could still work. Is what they can go with either one.
Yes, if it's but 50-50. I think if it's 50-50, Mac starts.
Okay. That's kind of what I'm wondering.
I think it's until Brock gets 100% of the first team, or whatever the number normally is. I'm sure that the backup normally gets like a little 10% dollop or whatever.
Sure.
When Brock gets back to his usual share, then Brock plays. But until then, it's Mac. And I also have kind of an eye on the bye, where you got three more games, and if you can still make this work until then, well, then maybe Brock comes out of the bye and he's closer to 100% and ready to go.
Four more? I think it's four more, isn't
week 14.
Oh, yeah. Four, 10, 11, 12, 13. Four, my bad, yeah.
Four more games.
So
man, there's only four left after that.
Yep.
Wow. So that's a late bye.
Yep, it's very late bye.
I'm trying to play this out in my head. Tomorrow rolls around, and Purdy goes, I'm ready. Okay, we're going to give you a lot of the snaps. 60%? 70?
It'd have to be more like 80, 85. Okay.
So then he goes, does 80, 85, and guess what? The next day he's like, it hurts.
Well, right. Then you're out.
Then you got to go back to Mac.
And that's why I think last week they were in that same spot where Kyle's looking at it and going, if we give Brock the majority on Wednesday and he doesn't come out okay, well, now we're up against it.
Right.
Because now we have to go back to Mac and we have to give Mac the lion's share, and now we're down to 2 days. So I do think that they look at these Wednesday, Thursday, Friday practice reps as sacrosanct. And they think, no matter who we go with, you're our guy. And if they're at all in question about whether or not Brock can get through it, then they won't give him the majority.
I also don't buy this idea. I think they love for us to think that they show up Wednesday as if they've all just met each other for the first time. And they're like, oh, we're going to get out there and just see who feels. They know.
Yeah.
They know. They have a plan.
I got you.
This is all they do all day, every day, all week long. They have a plan and at least an indication of what they're thinking they're going to do. And they do not play on turf again until December 22nd. And so I think for a while now, it has probably been the plan to wait until this week to sort of reassess the situation. But I don't think they're showing up tomorrow morning and being like, okay, run around and tell me if it hurts. I would imagine they have an idea of who is likely to probably lead the way at the start of practice.
If it's not Brock, is there a juncture in your guys' head to where, and I was telling Stanley this, it becomes maybe just a little too late to reinsert him?
No.
Never.
Wow.
Never.
I know it's so unsatisfying to people.
I'm not, I always think the hot hand type of theory, you know?
Starting quarterback.
Yeah, well, that's what he said.
Starting quarterback.
And he heard the noise. Like,
this is one of the.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Those things where if they don't lose the rest of the season with Mac Jones, then Brock Purdy's like not starting the first playoff game.
It sounds like.
Well, every situation's different, yeah, and this is from Adam Schefter.
That's right. Yeah.
Schefter
yeah,
saying that Jonathan Gannon has named Jacoby Brissett the starter for Sunday in Seattle.
Yep.
It gives the team clarity and knowledge, and then he follows up with sources. Kyler Murray and the Cardinals have consulted with multiple doctors on his foot, and they say the timetable can be anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks. So now he's got more time to heal. And I said this yesterday in advance of the game.
Oh, how convenient.
I said the people I've talked to in Arizona are saying the team wants Jacoby Brissett anyway.
They look different.
They look great.
Yeah.
Ask Marvin Harrison Jr. who he wants.
They would have won that Niner game, I believe, with Brissett. Hey, maybe. Right now,
you're going to see him in 2 weeks.
Arizona's got action.
I told see him in a week that, and really. A half.
Yeah. Beard ass. Oh, go ahead.
Well, no, just the greater point with the Niners, though, is like, think about Arizona. If they win another 4 or 5 of the next 6, and then, Kyler's ready, and Arizona's cusp. Like, Brissett has a better chance of supplanting Kyler than Mac does Brock, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think you're coming from a
because Murray sort of, never had the Brock success.
I don't know that the Cardinals love Kyler Murray.
I know they don't.
Right.
I feel like they don't.
New coach,
I think
too, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the 49ers love Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
So you're kind of coming from a different premise. Yeah.
Beard asked me in the chat, Will, was there a move that you would have liked to see or a player the Niners had acquired?
Yeah. I guess Jermaine Johnson would have been a little bit too expensive. Will McDonald, who's a teammate, also on the Jets, but I never really heard his name get thrown out there. I would have loved to, at minimum, see like a Arden Key.
Raider.
You know what I mean? Just again,
it don't look like he went anywhere.
Part of this for me is almost emotional rather than functional and X's and O's. I believe that teams look at a deadline. This is no different in baseball. Remember when Matt Chapman was like, we didn't earn being a buyer. We did not earn being a buyer, so our team became a seller. And that is an emotional thing in the locker room when your teammates go out the door or you get new teammates to come in the door. And I think that a team that's gone through so much adversity and has still found this way to be 6-3 and 3-0 in the division and 6-1 in the conference, you got to give them something. You have to give them. Don't wake up on Christmas and there's nothing under the tree.
Now, to Dibs's point, does white matter, even though it happened last week?
Cam Inman,
that's Cam activity.
Inman, Cam Inman made that point. He's like, they made trades. They traded for Bryce Huff in the offseason. Sure, that doesn't really acknowledge all of the injuries that have come. But sure, yeah, that counts as a deadline deal, I guess.
But I hear what you're putting down.
But you also, from the moment you made that deal, you've lost two more defensive linemen. Mm. Mm. So I just wanted to see something. I just wanted to see some activity. I didn't need it to be or want it to be expensive.
Jimmy Butler with a little back soreness, questionable tonight.
Yeah.
Goose surprised.
Well, I was told that over 48.5 48.5 this year was easy money. It was free money, is what I was told.
Oh.
Now he's talking to
Mark Grandy. Mark Grandy.
I'm sorry, Jibs. Is it mathematically impossible for them to win 49 games this year?
It's not.
Like,
but
they're 4-3.
Losers of two in a row.
Yeah.
And
why are we jumping to the end of the year?
We're not jumping anywhere, Mark. What we're talking about is an older player with an older player ailment, and we know that another older player won't play tomorrow, Al Horford, on a back-to-back. All I'm pointing out is that when you start talking about easy money in early October, you have to be circumspect about an older roster and these older guy ailments that may crop up.
Yeah, Horford's out tonight.
Yeah, out tonight,
apologies.
Not tomorrow. Yeah. And I think Grandy...
Point stands.
I think Grandy acknowledged those points prior to... Like, these are not new. This is not...
Well, he did not acknowledge them when he said 48.5 is, quote, easy money, money.
I think that
Grandy?
Everybody knew going into the year that they were...
Grandy.
They had old players that were going to need some nights off. That's not news.
And they've yet to take one
about
early
free money
on.
At 48.5, then...
I think he stands on it. Do you? Don't you?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, it's not like,
and they've yet to miss a game,
Why
that number's too high.
Horford's missed two games.
I mean, Horford's missed two games.
I'm worried about Horford.
Horford will miss probably 25 games.
Start him, Will.
I guess I'm just wondering, like, I don't know who's going to win 49, 47. I'm not in that. I just don't know what happened today that suddenly made that like this.
Because he's not out yet.
Yeah, like, what is the pinpoint on, so Jimmy's questionable, so now they're, oh my God, now definitely not 48.5.
The pinpoint is on the braggadocious nature and the hubris of a young person who has no idea what it's like to be north of 35. That's what it's about.
It's also north of 35, by the way.
He's got no idea. He got no clue.
So, it sounds more personal than
it is.
No, 29-year-old whippersnapper.
No, he's high on the Warriors.
I'm getting tired of young
people. I'm still high on the Warriors.
So am I.
Saturday sucked.
But it's also fair to point out that we're 7 games into the season.
Yeah, right.
But when would you help me Saturday? Was at a party, and I remember you saying, and it was snide, but you go, Guru, I'm worried about you after the Thursday loss to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So Saturday, had a beverage. I was like, I can't believe they lost, but you were in my ear of, I'm worried
pace
about
yourself.
You. Yeah, no doubt.
I just
love
want you to pace yourself.
Fans, yeah.
Pace yourself. Yeah, because like they might be 6-3 when we go to bed tomorrow night.
No doubt.
They might.
Load management for fans.
They might be 4-5.
Even if Jimmy doesn't play tonight, and we don't know that officially, we'll have that for you hopefully before tip off. But you should still be able to beat the hapless Phoenix Suns.
Well, they beat the Spurs.
Winners of two in a row.
Yes,
the next 2 days will determine the tone of the Warriors summit.
Well, you got sacked tomorrow.
That's true.
Yeah.
I was very worried about the statement you were about to make.
No, this is
like Saturday. It's too early.
The next two games will determine their record after 9 games.
No,
that's the statement
that
I made.
Give me at least one win, and it's got to be tomorrow, so that we can go into the summit a little optimistic, because you know how important that is to me.
All right. How attractive is Ja to you? I think the Kings need to call for Ja.
95 cents.
Sacramento.
Game.
They need a star.
The Kings?
Yeah.
They don't already have enough problems?
No, get rid of half that stuff to get Ja.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody wants
Y'all ain't feeling what I'm putting down.
Ja needs a hug.
Well, Steiny left, so he could give it to him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.